Governor Perry, they say you don't get a second chance at a first impression. Now, you finished sixth overall in the 2012 primary here in the Granite State. So what is the difference this time?
Well, you do get second chances, though, and that's the great thing about this country, and we've seen it. Americans don't look backwards. They look forward, and I think that's the real message here. They want to know who's got the record, who has a track record, who's got the executive experience of leading this country. After 8 years of a young, inexperienced United States senator, both economically and on the world stage, a lot of Americans, I will suggest to you, the majority of Americans are really disappointed in the performance of Barack Obama. And they're going to be looking for someone who can get America's economy back on track.
Now, you say one of your first moves as president, speaking of President Obama, would be to throw out any nuclear agreement that the president reaches with Iran. Is no deal better than the framework that's in place now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no deal is a lot better than a bad deal. And a bad deal is allowing this country is still exporting terrorism. They're still supporting Hezbollah and Hamas. This is the country that killed our Marines in Beirut and were the country that supplied weapons that killed our young soldiers in Iraq. And for this president to be negotiating with them in any form or fashion, from my perspective, is bad public policy. But to give them the opportunity to get a nuclear weapon is totally unconscionable.
So if you throw out that agreement, what is the plan, though, for preventing a nuclear Iran in the long run?
Well, I think we were very close to having Iran come to the table. The sanctions were working, and the sanctions were working well. Just like I will suggest to you, the president made a huge error in Cuba by going over and starting to make a deal with the Castro brothers. Venezuela, which is the state that's supporting and propping up Cuba today, they're on the verge of an economic collapse, and the president threw them a lifeline. I don't understand his rationale, other than he so desires to have a legacy of saying, I got a negotiation, I got a deal with Iran, I got a deal with Cuba. And not only are the Cuban people not going to be better for it, America's not going to be better for it, just like the Middle East is not going to be safer with a deal where Iran gets a nuclear weapon. And that's going to be that will be the result of this negotiation if it's not invalidated by the next president of the United States.
Any concerns at all about whether your indictment on abuse of power charges in Texas could have any impact on this presidential bid?
I don't. I think most people understand that this is just a persecution about political. Anybody that looked at the video of this district attorney who totally and absolutely was abusing her power, three times the legal limit, treating law enforcement men and women at the jailhouse where she was being booked in with great disregard, that individual should have been removed from office. And I clearly told him I'd lost faith in that individual who had $7.5 million worth of Texas state money in that agency, and I wasn't going to sign a bill that allowed them to have access to it. I said that was what I was going to do, and I did it. I think Americans are looking for somebody with a backbone, and somebody will stand up for the rule of law and stand up for our taxpayers' dollars. And I'm that person.
When do you expect to make a decision, Governor?
End of May, 1st of June.
Well, Governor Perry, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, absolutely.